Want access to search and listen to the entire webmasterradio.fm archive of over 1,500 podcasts commercial-free? Just become a webmasterradio.fm elite member for less than 99 cents a day. Otherwise, the last 60 days of content are on the house. Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
Hey, what's that sound coming from your computer?
That's the sound of me making money with referback.com. They've shown me how to... Referback.com showed me how to turn clicks on my existing site into cash. Referback gives you free banners, mailers, even your own personal account manager.
Oh, can they help me make money off my blog too?
Absolutely. Your websites, your blogs, they can all be making you money. You can even earn 50% commission on your first month. Put some into your website. Just visit referback.com.
Feeling better, looking better, making life better. It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Welcome your hosts, Byron White and Amanda Smith.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Happy to have you back. Happy to be here. Mandy, how are you?
I'm awesome, as usual. You know how the routine goes, Byron.
Any particular grade of awesome? High test, low test?
I'm going to say high test this week. We actually got in this awesome crop of new interns to work with us here, and they're, like, blowing my mind.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. The name alone, intern, just brings a smile to your face, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. And we're expanding the Life Tips family. I mean, that makes me really happy, you know?
We've got desks to fill.
We absolutely do, yep.
In our beautiful new space with an indoor golf range, I might add.
Have you been using that golf range yet? I have not, but have you?
I have not either. But it looks cool, doesn't it?
It does. I'm not a very good golfer. But you know what? We should have lessons in the office every Friday.
Yeah, we might need them actually 5 days a week now that I think about it, particularly for some of the folks in the editorial department. We'd also need to all sign disclosures on injuries, I think, too. We could have some issues.
It's all part of the fun.
Tell us about our guest on the show today that you've lined up.
I'm always excited. I guess that doesn't sell it very well, but I'm really excited for her. She's Kelly Bricker. She's a modern-day Indiana Jones. No lie. I mean, she travels all over the world. She's got a whip slung around her belt. You know, she's swinging from trees, saving the environment. She's like, she's an Indiana Jones. I'm stoked to talk to her.
Now, she is a chairwoman of the International Ecotourism Society called TIES, which is actually a tarot acronym. I'm not sure about the TIES motif there. That seems a little unusual. I mean, it should be anything other than TIES. It should be no TIES. Anyway, the International Ecotourism Society, which is the world's oldest and largest international ecotourism association. Ooh, that's a tongue twister. Which nets out to, they really know where all the cool green travel spots are?
Yep, absolutely. They are the go-to place if you're going to travel and be green. And that's how it is these days, Byron. You can't just go on vacation willy-nilly. I mean, you need to be responsible about your travels. And she's got it down from luxury traveling to doing volunteer work in the rainforest. She knows everything.
Well, let's give her lots of airtime. Let's take a quick break right now, as we always do, and we'll come back with Dr. Kelly Bricker, right after this break.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Don't be fooled by your web analytics. If you think your web analytics are giving you all the information needed to manage your paid search accounts, you'd be shocked to see what they're not telling you. How are you tracking sales received over the phone that resulted from your PPC ads? Now, you can track call-in sales by campaign, search engine, and keyword with Engine-Ready Call Analytics. Optimize top spending keywords with more accurate tracking and achieve higher PPC profitability. Get started now tracking your PPC call-in sales with Engine-Ready Call Analytics. Visit EngineReady.com to see how easy and inexpensive accurate call-in tracking can be. EngineReady.com.
Can you believe how long it takes to order food here? Here we go. Excuse me.
She's not even looking over here.
Great service is hard to come by, whether you're sitting at a bar, restaurant, or creating effective search advertising campaigns.
Excuse me. I think we need to go somewhere else.
It's easy to feel forgotten, especially when your advertising budget is on the line. LookSmart serves up to 400 million queries a day with a side of the best customer service in the online advertising industry.
Hi, how are y'all doing today? What can I get you folks to eat?
You were right. This place is so much better.
LookSmart, premium and performance advertising solutions.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back, everyone. We're delighted to have you back and delighted to have a fabulous guest on the show today. Mandy, do you want to give the rosy red introduction to our guest today?
Kelly, are you here with us?
I'm here.
Awesome. We are so excited to have you here with us. We've been talking so much summer travel, but, you know, we haven't been focusing on the right stuff. Let's focus on ecotourism travel. It's, you know, if you're going to travel, travel the right way. So tell us all about it.
In one short minute?
In 1 minute, go.
Well, ecotourism is something that's actually been around for many, many years, especially here in the United States. I think if you look at travelers to our national parks, thanks to our very cautious and supportive forefathers that we had in setting aside these amazing places, you'd realize that, wow, we've been doing this. We've been doing travel to nature's best for many, many years in this country and probably even longer in other countries. But now it's really grown to a worldwide phenomenon. People have interest in nature. They have interest in conserving nature and supporting those local people that live in and amongst nature. And some of the best places in the world are probably some of the poorest places in the world as far as economic development. So it is a tool for conservation, probably one of many tools out there, but certainly in my life it's been a wonderful tool that I've seen work and make a difference on this planet. So it's a wonderful endeavor.
How did you originally get involved in ecotourism?
Well, I really come from the guiding community. Years ago, when I got out of school in outdoor recreation from Western Illinois University, I realized I wanted to travel the world and see these amazing places that we have. And so I worked with Sobek Expeditions, which is now Mountain Travel Sobek, way back when, trained as a river guide and went over to Nepal with my husband, and we guided in the Himalaya and on rivers in Nepal, and that really launched our careers in sustainable travel.
Mm-hmm. Now, I always thought of ecotourism as, you know, put on your hiking boots and get out there and get dirty, which is, you know, great if you want to volunteer and go out and do ecotourism. But for somebody who's a little more high maintenance, like myself, Kelly, are there alternative ways to do ecotourism?
Well, sure. I mean, there's the whole range of travel options in ecotourism, just as there is in other types of travel. I think the key is that where you go, you're minimizing your impact, you're building awareness and support for the environment and the culture that's in these destinations. You're creating positive experiences both for the travelers and the people that are hosting the traveler. And you're providing direct financial benefits for conservation of these places that you go. Now, certainly getting outside may involve a bit of mud or a bit of water or rain or the elements, snow. But there are luxury places around the globe that host people to help bring them closer to nature. But you will be in nature if you're doing ecotourism. That is sort of the impetus for that type of travel as opposed to different other types of travel. So, mm-hmm. But believe me, you can be pampered. I've been pampered in very remote destinations.
That's all I wanted to know.
No problem.
Now, what are some of the current hotspots for ecotourism travel?
Well, I think a lot of people these days equate Costa Rica with ecotourism mm-hmm. and eco-travel just because they have so many national parks. They don't even have an army. Most of their economic development is surrounded by tourism development, and they've learned to protect a lot of that country. So certainly when you say Costa Rica, people think of ecotourism travel. Another place is Australia. They have one of the first and probably the oldest certification programs in ecotourism. They're very active both academically and in the tourism industry alone. So that's another sort of ecotourism destination. But really, you could name just about any country on the planet and identify some excellent ecotourism opportunities from Africa to Southeast Asia to the South Pacific. For example, in Fiji, there are people that are recognizing this as a viable economic development tool to help protect some of these unique ecosystems around the globe.
Dr. Kelly Brooker, this is Byron here. Pleasure to have you on the show.
Hi, Byron. Yes.
I'd like for you to just comment a little bit on the concept of, you know, helping the environment and making the environment better and how it fits into ecotourism versus observing the environment and how those two might be differing things and where ecotourism sort of fits into that.
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think what happens with ecotourism, if you are, I guess, from whatever perspective you're talking about it, but if you're talking about it for as a person that would provide travel to visitors, you are engaging them with the environment. So if it's a rainforest or it's a coral reef or it's a unique desert environment, you are somehow transmitting information, engaging them and understanding the place that they're visiting. And I think that's real critical in appreciating that place. And as a result, when we hear that certain places are under threat around the globe, we have a recognition of that place and how much we appreciate either the biodiversity that's there or the unique species that might be there and how we as a citizen of the planet can help protect these areas. And oftentimes having an appreciation and an understanding leads to action, and it may lead to action to support a nonprofit that's helping conserve some rare species, or it may be supporting a community that has a community tourism alternative to maybe destructive logging practices or destructive farming practices. And I think that's the key, is somehow engaging that traveler in that environment to help them develop an appreciation and understanding of it.
Are there eco tours, if you will, of destructive environments? And I can expand
on that
if you want.
That's an interesting question, too. I think there are tours that probably add to the problem. But I think generally, if we call it, in my mind, if we call it ecotourism, we are calling it ecotourism because they are actually contributing to